With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey guys.
Hey everybody.
Hey Lars.
Hey Care.
Hey Lars.
It's Monday.
It's Monday. The weather is finally good. The wind is broke.
The wind blew all the smog right away for the wind, 24-hour day of.
The wind was radicalizing Angelenos everywhere.
The wind turned many people gay this weekend.
It blew the fag in.
It blew people's sexuality right out the fucking window.
It was pretty wild.
It was crazy.
It was like hurricane force winds.
There were palm trees on my street that I was like, are they going to snap?
Yeah.
I was ready for the drama of a palm falling into someone else's house.
Yeah.
Not mine.
Well, you would be fine.
I'd be fine, though there is like one big palm.
But your building's like...
My window blew open and then blew shut. And it really threw Tonya.
Blew the fuck open?
It threw Tonya for a loop.
Did you gasp?
Yeah, I was scared.
Yeah, I kept seeing flashes of Transformers blowing up.
Love that. Oh, yeah, because you have the great view.
I've got the view. If, like, whenever, like, the blackout comes or, like, the fall comes, I'm going to see it all from the 7th floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready.
Yeah. It's very Station 11 vibes, your apartment. You'll definitely see a plane crash, like a helicopter crash.
I love that scene.
Yeah, that was cool.
And they're just kind of watching it.
They're just like, whoa. Crashing right into Navy Pier.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, and also the building that they're in Station 11 is the building Oprah used to live in.
Damn.
Little Chicago factoids
little
for you.
Chi-town, missing Chicago to all our Chicago heads.
I know, sending love and light during this frigid winter.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
Everyone in a chilly place.
Chilly. Not here, though.
Not here.
We were just talking about planes again. Plane crashes.
I can't get into like plane. I can't like feed the plane crash anxiety.
Okay, fine.
Because we have less than, or we have like a month until we have to be on planes.
We are on flight.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just
good.
Like, we didn't die the last time around, which
I
truly
good.
Thought. Yeah, no, you were great. I mean, like, I separated myself.
I looked back at you once.
Mm-hmm.
I looked back at you once or twice and I saw you with your mask on and I was like.
And I think you learned that great things can await you on a plane if you just believe.
It's not
like
just
business
immediate
class.
Death.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like a
lay flat from Boston to New York.
Yeah.
Like how random.
You can live the life you deserve.
Yeah. That was great, that flight, because I was sitting next to a girl who had a leg cast on. And she had like never been in, you know.
A lay flat scenario.
And I'd only been in one. But I wanted to turn to her and go, first time.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing. She and her mom were sitting and they kept like touching everything. And I was just, and in my head, I'm like, ah.
I love it. Love You're like, it. It's amazing.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Isn't it gorgeous?
But it was literally 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It was not fair.
I know.
I wanted to talk about something that's been weighing on me, the West Elm Caleb of it all.
What's that?
So last week, like end of the week, this trend started popping up on TikTok, or it happened in the beginning of the week and then it really caught fire like midweek. These girls in New York, there's like this whole set of like Gen Z girls that are like all fashion students and they all live in like the West Village, mm-hmm. and they're like discovering New York for the first time as if like no one's ever lived there kind of thing.
Is like, that their, are they the kind of TikTok girls, yes. that are like, I had an amazing weekend, mm-hmm. or like, here's what you need to do for a beautiful mm-hmm. day out in New York City.
Yeah. And it's like, go to Central Park.
Yeah.
And eat under a bridge.
They're like, I got dressed and it was amazing. Then I went and got a coffee. It tasted so good.
And they got a coffee at like some coffee store in like,
they're like Starbucks.
No, it's like, it's some, it probably a cab ride. That's how expensive the coffee was.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's exactly that kind okay. of person. And they, to me, it feels like it's,
as
I guess,
a native New Yorker.
As a native New, but I feel like everyone who's new to New York feels like they're discovering New York for the first time.
Oh yeah. I walked by like a cute little park with like neat rocks and sculptures in mm-hmm. it, and I have not stopped thinking about that park since, and I was like, it was a beautiful New York discovery moment.
No, it's like you are like,
it's a city for you.
You're like, I'm a pioneer, mm-hmm. and so all these people have that, but we're forced to see it on TikTok.
Yeah.
So these girls, this one girl posted a TikTok video where she was talking about some guy she had been on a date with or had matched with on Hinge. They talked, they like chatted it up for a week. He worked at West Elm. His name was Caleb. He was like this cute hipster guy. And he sent them like playlists and was like being very like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ghosted her.
Wow.
And so she took it on herself to post a video where she was not saying it outright, but she was basically saying he was like a predator and that it was wrong for him. And so in solidarity with sisters everywhere, she's going to like put him on blast. She posted his photo, their private screenshots.
She doxed him.
She basically doxed him. And then it caught wind. And he apparently had like done it to like a dozen girls. And they all were posting their own things. And some of them had been on a date with him. One girl was like, I found out I'd been on a date with him. And then that morning he walked out of an apartment of another girl. And like they're shooketh
by just the dating scene.
Dating in New York or I'm dating like, in your early 20s.
Buckle the fuck up.
Buckle the fuck up, baby.
A lot worse.
It gets a lot worse. A lot of people will be scared. but they, and they all are like posting like video after video and it got like thousands, millions of views and they're all like, and then they posted videos of him being like, please take down my info. Like people are coming for me. Like I'm so upset. Like I'm worried I'm going to lose my job. And like they're posting the combo of him and they're going like, do, 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 no, no, no. Like they're doing choreography in front of the like, and then one girl goes, I don't care if this person lives or dies. And I was like, oh my God, you crazy bitch.
Okay, look, here's my theory is.
No, hold on.
Okay.
Before you get into this theory.
Okay.
This is an important detail. So MAC Cosmetics. They've gotten involved and they started sending all them free shit as like a consolation for the grief and the trauma that you've experienced. It's like, girl, put on this lipstick and go on out. So now the brands are getting involved with it and using West Elm Caleb as like a calling card.
What's West Elm have to say?
Sorry to interrupt you. I needed you to know that detail.
Okay. I can also theorize on that, but okay. My first thought is like, this is like reverse Salem witch trials.
100%.
Which is fascinating from just like a social
oh, totally.
Culture perspective, because that's dating. Like, it sucks when you get ghosted, and it's not great behavior to like ghost other people, but that's the world we live in.
And don't tell
me people have literally been doing that since the dawn of dating, except you just couldn't text and email and DM all the time, so it was just like they never called you again.
Like Eve tried to ghost Adam.
Yeah.
You know, and don't tell me any of these girls have never ghosted someone.
And also it's like,
but it's under the guise of this like,
they went on a date, they had a connection, or they went on a few dates and had a connection and it didn't work out. And they liked him and he didn't like them back in the same way.
But exactly.
Yeah.
That's, but, and I guess he was being kind of a, I mean, he's a fuckboy. He's like saying the same things to everyone, but like that's, and I'm not, he's shitty, but I think they're worse. Honestly, what they were doing was worse. I think.
I need West Elm to weigh in.
No, I think he might have lost his job or something.
That's fucked up.
I don't know if that's true, but I feel like,
is West Elm Caleb unemployed now? Because he should, he should
come on tour with us.
Here's my pitch. New, stay away.
New,
because you're straight. I want the gays and girls only on tour.
The lassies.
But CB2 should throw their hat in the ring and say, come work for us, because I'm going to go out on a huge limb and say CB2 and Crate and Barrel William Sonoma Pottery Barn fam. Or wait, is Pottery Barn part of West Elm fam?
I think so.
CB2, Crate and Barrel William Sonoma, that's my team. That's mm-hmm. the team that I ride for and the team that I would lay down.
Not West Elm.
A fingernail for.
Not West Elm.
I have a couple West Elm pieces.
Okay.
It's fine.
Kind of like,
I've never been thrilled.
No.
I've never been thrilled to look at West Elm.
It's like, a little like,
in the same way that CB2.
CB2 is so good.
CB2 thrills me.
Yeah.
Whenever I get a catalog, immediately take a shit and read it all. And then I love to go online.
That's your newspaper on the toilet.
Oh, a catalog.
This is you swiping.
I go, oh my God.
My good.
I want all this
God.
Beautiful stuff. Oh, this is beautiful. And then I love to go online and like favorite things. And I just love CB2. I literally am thrilled even thinking about it right now.
It's so good. My friend Jed's boyfriend, Ross Cassidy, has a line there. It's really chic.
I remember that line, and it was chic. I'm also a big
fan.
He's
a CB2 gay.
I love a CB2 gay.
Right?
And I'm a CB2 gal.
You're a CB2 gay.
And I, yeah. And if we're being really honest,
and we're being I'm, very a
CBD,
honest.
I'm a CBD gay.
CBD.
I'm a CBD influencer.
But I'm just like, it's, to
and
me.
And I feel like this wouldn't happen if he worked at CB2 because he'd be gay. And gays don't participate in this kind of.
Well.
They don't.
Gays are sexting. Let's be real. If these girls, I don't want to be like, honey, come on over to the gay. But like, if they knew like the average gay man is sexting like 1,000 people at one time.
If girls knew about like Grindr.
The filth. The ghosting on Grindr.
The great news is if they were all gay men, they would all fuck each other like tomorrow.
They
would
still
have
could.
Like a party. I know. I'm like, why don't you guys just have a group sex?
But what freaks me out is like they're acting like this is, and I'm gonna sound like I'm old as fuck right now, but I'm watching these people and I'm like, we were all hoes and all have ghosted and been ghosted and like have done
and are ghosts
and like that's life, honey. And yeah, it gets worse until it gets better, and then or not. And like, men are shitty. We know this.
Dating is sucks shitty a
ass,
lot of the time.
Especially in New York City. And stop acting like you guys are like just finding out about ghosting.
Yeah.
That's not, it's not some like trigger. I don't like they're acting like ghosting is like a.
They're acting like this is Me Too is what it sounds like.
It's not
like.
Me Too. I'm sorry.
It's not.
Yes, he might be manipulative and like fucked up, but like that's.
It's rude.
It's rude.
But that's not.
Me too.
Assault.
Sometimes things are just rude and you just have to like, there's no sense of justice and you just have to like, and it's good for people to, and what? It's
nothing.
Good.
I'm just thinking about it's a good. Girl going, I don't care if he lives or dies.
She goes, And I was going to, maybe I shouldn't, but you know what? Actually, I don't care if this person lives or dies. And then she posted a follow-up.
That's crazy.
And she posted a follow-up. She's this kind of girl, like white feminist, like girl going like doing those little faces. And she was, did a follow-up. She was like, guys, I was just being lighthearted when I said that. I didn't actually want him to die. I was just upset. And that was me. I was like, you can be upset and not wish death to them all. Wendy Williams.
Death.
She can wish death.
Oh yeah.
But like, not you, bitch. And I'm sorry. Like, I just, I'm not excusing him. I'm not like being like,
I am. I think that's like,
but he's just a typical fuck boy. And he's just a dumb guy in his 20s. Who's just dating around. It's casual dating. If someone fucks someone the night before, they're allowed to go on a date with someone the next day with someone else.
If you fuck someone at 7 PM.
Right.
And you are not in a monogamous, committed relationship with each other, they are allowed to go fuck someone else at 8 p.m.
Exactly.
And you may not like that.
And I've done it.
But that's just how it fucking is.
That's how it is. And you're...
Unless you are... And if it would be different if they were in a relationship totally. With Wes Elm Caleb would... and they found out that he was cheating on him and then you had a bunch of girls. I still don't think that he should lose his job over that.
I don't know if he lost his job. I think the girl that made that video like said he shouldn't lose his job over this.
Well, I'm glad she's...
Glad she's... Like, she also... She goes, he's a bad person. And I'm like, do you know that though?
He's
not a bad person. If it'd be one thing if he was like fully in a relationship and having several different relationships, like separate lives with different people, like that would be messy and fucked up.
I'm going to get on the Wes Elm Caleb train to promote a Wes Elm objet that is for sale on my Poshmark. It's a Mongolian fur pillow. So if you are in the mood for two Mongolian fur pillows,
it's an honor of Wes Elm.
24 by 24 inches and you want them at a great price. Hit me up on Poshmark. This is me being Matt Cosmetics.
I don't know if there's probably some videos, but... And then there's this one girl who... Wait, this is the craziest part. This girl... Wait, go on my Twitter.
Okay.
And look back in media. This other girl who got gifted a free lip stuff from Matt Cosmetics. Her video was so deranged, and it... To me, it showed... How broken we are. Wait. Okay, go down.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that's my...
Work.
Mugler.
You're right. Brad does have right. Shay vibes.
Major Shay vibes.
No.
Nunca.
No. I just got a ring at my doorbell, and I was like, oh my gosh, who could it be? So I check it off. And this man is there holding this envelope. And I'm like, great. Did I just get served a court date? Like, what's going on? But I open it up and even better. Disgusting. Literally so cute. So we're gonna open it up together. I'm really excited. Because I literally thought I was just getting punched in the face at the doors.
Honey, wait, I'm just gonna say, you wonder why people are ghosting you?
I know, they're annoying.
Yeah, you're really annoying.
You're fucking annoying.
Cute, but annoying as fuck.
So this is a lot. More exciting than a black eye. But they sent me three lipsticks. I've never owned a MAC lipstick. I've never done this. My bestie gal roommate is a makeup guru. And she could do a look with these. Maybe on me. Maybe I'll ask her. This one says, Mom, I am a rich man. I am. This looks a little like something else. Okay, so who wants to kiss me on a date?
No one.
Okay, that freaks me out. On multiple levels, but where do you...
I'm
have
exhausted.
You ever received mail before? Like, you're assuming that a delivery man is going to assault you? Like, that's your first instinct is when someone comes to your door, you're going to get punched in the face?
Probably by, like, one of Caleb's bros.
Or... Okay. Maybe, but,
I mean, how annoying are you if you... How many enemies do you have if the mailman knocks on your door, you're like, this could be the end.
No, but it's like that kind of like feigned victimhood where it's, you know what I mean? Where like yeah. you're, it's, these type of people who go on TikTok and do this kind of stuff, they have malignant main character syndrome where they think that like the world is like,
well, this is like survivor feminism. Like,
what do you mean? Like from the show?
No, this is like, I'm a survivor. Like, oh. I've been through so much. Like,
but you literally,
this guy ghosted me. And
ghosted
like,
you.
I could have gotten hit in the face by a mailman, but I didn't. And I've like, it's like
and
survivor based off of like nothing. Like, it's like victimhood, unearned victimhood.
Well, now all these girls, they're doing these videos like where they're like, you know, New York. Like, it's. Like, no, now they're doing, like, me, single in New York, blah, blah, blah. Well, all my friends are getting married. And it's, like, they're all doing, like, it just, it freaks me out. Because it's such delusional, like, sense of the world revolving around you. And, like, we, granted, we all are like that on social media to some degree. But, mm-hmm. like, this just, like, I don't know. I'm so grateful we didn't have TikTok when we were all like being messy 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Cause like, my God.
I mean, we had, I think, a lot of other ways to express our messy
selves. I know.
But
like this, especially of this, or this kind of sense of like, everything has to be for justice. And it's like, you're not,
this is not justice. This is not justice. And
no,
there was
wins.
Actually no injustice in the first place.
No, I mean, yeah, he was rude. Or like he was just kind of a dumb fuck.
But no one, like,
you weren't assaulted. You weren't.
Also, if you're mad that a guy that you had sex with is now having sex with someone else, you probably shouldn't have had sex with him.
Yeah.
And you should know that about yourself.
Yeah.
So that's on you, babe.
Yeah.
If you can't handle a truly casual sexual relationship, which is no shade, like it's hard to do. I'm not built for that. And there's like, you have to be really brutally honest with yourself.
I'm built different.
But
you know that about yourself.
Yeah. Even if I don't want to acknowledge that sometimes, and I don't, and I end up getting my feelings hurt, I also know that I made the decision to have casual sex with someone in a non-committal sense.
Yep.
And the consequences of that, maybe sometimes you do end up together and you skip off into the sunset. But a lot of times,
most of the time,
the person that you're fucking is gonna start fucking other people. And that's the deal.
That's the deal.
And like for women to have casual sex, I'm not saying all these women did. I don't know if all of them fucked them or not.
I don't even think a lot of, I think most of them just talk to him on Hinge, which is like which is the crazy part. And it's like, yeah, he had a pattern, but like guys and gals, they all got ways to like pick people up. Right?
Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
He's a creep, but like he's not.
Is he that much of a creep?
But yeah, you're also a creep. For doing that.
I would argue that what they're doing is far creepier than anything that he did.
I totally agree. I think it's just like, it's really, and thankfully the reaction has been mostly on
Team Caleb.
Just team neither.
Team CB2,
basically.
Honestly, this could only happen in the West Elm universe.
And it could only happen with fucking straight people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. It's really true. I think like, honestly, this brand, this kind of like,
and like,
I'm not trying to sound like an annoying.
Are they all white people?
Most of them.
It's an annoying white person thing to do.
Yeah. And heterosexuality is,
at least be like funny.
It's kind of a disease or a mental illness.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
Not all straight people. I love straight people.
It's a mood disorder.
It's
for
a
sure.
mood disorder. And it's like, it's so, as like open-minded as like all these young folk are, like they're still very in that rigid, like
they're really, this is trad behavior.
It is.
If you want this, go to the church. Like if you truly, yeah. Like it sounds like you want
church.
It sounds like you want a very churchy, traditional,
it's puritanical.
You want to be courted and like for him to ask for your father's permission to take you on a walk around the squire, around the town. And it's like,
be a sister wife.
By all means, like, go for that.
Yeah,
but
go.
Know what your limitations are before you, like, throw your hat in the ring and, like, yeah.
Go join the Benedetta convent.
Honestly.
You'd probably be a lot happier.
Well, isn't it, like, very Les vibes in Benedetta?
I haven't seen it. I'm just.
Why don't you guys all date each other and be like hot dykes?
Just be like a literally like a poly, like a 12 person poly.
Why don't you all explore each other's vibes? This could be you entering like a new era of sexuality where you met like other beautiful, amazing women. Like I'm imagining this girl whose TikTok we've just watched as a lesbian, and I like her a lot more.
Yeah.
I think it'll be better for your brand long term.
And I looked on her profile and like...
What man also, I'm sorry, honey, if dating is your MO, what man do you think is going to look at this TikTok and want to take you on a date?
Just the...
I'm...
No, it's like, it's antisocial. It's very, it's all very antisocial behavior, I think.
Yeah.
That they're all displaying.
It's not
that
video. It's not sexy.
That video is...
You know what's sexy?
BPD energy.
It's not even.
No, it's just... It'd
be
just...
an honor to be BPD energy. This person is just like an annoying straight woman.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's trash.
Also, like, be sexy, get a man if that's what you really want.
Stop doing... Literally, don't... If you want... If you want to date...
If you want to date...
Don't
you
have a TikTok.
Well, we have a TikTok for the pod.
Well, I'm talking...
But I think
that's
that...
That's like, honey, that's a...
Yeah.
That's a brand.
I think that we're serving fuckable energy.
I'm not talking about people who have funny TikToks. I'm talking about don't do TikToks like that.
Yeah.
Where you're like...
I think she should get a CB2 catalog and look at it for a long time. And
that would be a great TikTok.
And then reevaluate.
Do a TikTok of you just looking at the catalog.
I'm going to do a TikTok of me just...
That's better.
CB2 thoughts.
That's better than going...
I like thought they were going to punch me in the face.
Yeah, what guy... I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be like, what guy in New York is going to see that and be like, oh yeah, I'm going to take this... This broad out in the town. I'm going to take her to Broadway. Take her out for a steak dinner. It's like, no. No one will... Gay men might like you. Not even.
The worst kind of gays. And also...
Would like you.
A murderer. Any man that identifies as straight who comes on to this person based on that social media presence is going to kill her. Mm-hmm. So I would also advise don't accept any date.
They're the kind of people, like these girls that are like, everyone wants to kill me.
You're making... But I'm like, you're bringing this... Not to victim blame, but you're bringing it on yourself.
Well, someone responded to my... I posted about that just like, what? Are these people okay? And someone wrote, I swear, I think some of these white women, these like young white girls moved to New York to be murdered. Because they want to be like...
That is true kill me now energy. It is.
Just taking... I've never
you're
had,
be- you're
I've never
begging
had
to be assaulted, bringing this energy.
Oh my God.
Not like sexually, but I'm just saying, like, someone it will punch your face because you're serving punchable energy, queen. Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, like, the doorbell rang, and I was like, who is there?
Is he gonna serve me papers? And then I thought, I'd rather have MAC lipstick than a black eye.
Kind of smart on MAC, but I'm also like, I don't want any MAC makeup, sorry. I'm like, I'd posh that. I'm like, NARS. NARS, on the other hand.
I have Kylie's get in touch. Lipstick.
Get in touch.
I
I'm
put
like,
on her
Pat
lipstick
McGrath,
yesterday.
Hit me up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I put on her lipstick yesterday.
Sephora, please come a run. But MAC,
I
I'd be like.
I have to say, I'm like into that black lipstick I wear.
Yeah,
purple,
you
dark
it looks good on you. You should consider wearing it out on the town.
And go make a TikTok going. And she's doing that cadence, that Kylie cadence. Where it's like, so sweet. Disgusting. Disgusting.
Yeah, sweet little baby voice.
Sweet, but it's like this kind of like, this... I'm sorry. Yeah.
These girls need to learn like the art of seduction.
Like Luann says, lean in.
Lean in close. So he has to lean in and hear what you're saying.
Speak softly. So he has to lean in. And...
I mean, they could use a little bit of like Luann. Coaching from just someone. I'm sorry, but what kind of come hither energy are you putting out into the world? You're literally like a man is like, if I do one thing to this bitch, she's going to go on TikTok and dox me and try and get me fired. No, that makes the penis go down.
That's really true. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, like what man?
Holy
is like,
shit!
Great. I want to do. If I make one misstep, this girl and all her like. Girl. We are the daughters of the witches you couldn't burn. Like tribe the will Hill, rise
the,
up.
The witches of Murray Hill.
And get you fired from your like $10 an hour job selling like mid-range furniture. I'm sorry, but like.
We are the daughters of the witches you didn't burn.
These people
it's so
are
true.
Living in hell.
They're living in a fantasy. They're living in like a. It's. Also, and this is going to sound really bitchy, but I went on her profile and I was like, all this for 3,000 followers. I went on expecting
3,000 is better than what I thought. I thought it was going to be like 300.
Well, I was like, bitch.
I would actually appreciate it if she had like 34 followers because I'm nothing
then I'd be like,
makes
then
me
I'd be
happier
like,
than like. People's social media presence who have like a grandiose sense of self and their follower count is like 240 or
oh,
below.
I love it. I love when people
and they're like,
for
guys,
me.
have you ever heard of this makeup store called Sephora? You've got to check it out. It has really cool shit. Like they're influencing to their aunt. Uh-huh.
I love when people, when I get like mean messages from people, like a mean reply, and I look in their profile and it's like 12 followers. And I'm like.
But I like grand influencing on a grand scale totally. To an audience of five.
That's
is
kind of
true work energy.
That's major.
Yeah.
That's better than, honestly, five is better than 3,000.
Yeah.
In that sense.
You're a micro influencer. Your reach and your power amongst those five
is huge. Tremendous.
Your market share.
Wait, but I'm now thinking about, I didn't even think about that no one's going to want to date these people. Oh my God, it's so true. They're like.
They're going to have to become lesbians.
Or nuns.
Yeah.
They should become Bene Gesserit witches.
Mm-hmm. Literally no man.
Yeah, they're going to have to like move to like.
Zero men. Honestly, if I was a man and a straight man and I was matching with women on dating apps, now after this, I would like be cross-referencing their images. I would like be reverse Google image searching to make sure that they weren't acting like this online. Because nothing...
You're going down.
...is
worth losing your job at West Elm.
Nothing is worth that.
Anyway, I
love, like... Does he work, like, on the floor at West Elm?
I don't know.
I love people banding together to get, like... low wage.
I know. During a fucking pandemic.
Fired.
Yeah.
It's the most psychotic behavior I can possibly imagine.
Frontline workers.
Just anyone that I can't imagine. I would never, ever go out of my way to get someone fired. Sometimes to my detriment, I'm thinking of the guy that kidnapped me as a Lyft driver.
Yeah.
I still gave him 3 stars.
Yeah. I didn't report. I didn't really. Push with the guy who gay-bashed me in an Uber.
Yeah. And actually, I guess after I did file the full report, like, he was not allowed to drive Lyft anymore, but he could have gone and driven Uber.
I mean, Laura, he kidnapped you.
Yeah.
He deserves to be in jail.
But, like, I'm just saying, like, I don't think... I even have, like, mixed emotions, and that's, like, probably my own.
Well, yeah, because you're like, this is his livelihood. But you're also like,
I don't believe in taking away people's livelihoods.
But he might have wanted to take
away. He wanted to take me, my livelihood to Tarzana.
I think he wanted to take your life away.
He wanted to take something away.
So let's, I think maybe that's.
That's my own.
That feels like a fair.
That's
complaint.
My own apologetic feminine energy that I have to unpack.
No, I felt guilty about even reporting when that guy, like, you know, almost assaulted me in that car that I was like, I felt weird reporting him. I get what you're, it's like some weird victim guilt.
Yeah. But
like I was like, why am I doing this?
I would never try and get someone fired because I felt like
they ghosted
wronged
me.
By them.
Yeah, it's deranged. It's despicable behavior. And I
think it probably...
I think TikTok is rotting our fucking skulls. But I'll still look at it every day.
Yeah. I mean, it probably some of it is, but a lot of it is fun.
I'd say about...
Animal stuff is fun. If you find, if you can fine tune your algorithm to serve you the content you crave, which I have not been able to figure out how to do, I think it can be like a really fun and hilarious place.
I'd say about a half of it is fun. The other half is.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't think it's like TikTok can be to blame for that. I think it's mostly like a culture that rewards this sort of behavior.
Yes. A symptom.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was my, and never was there a story of such woe than that of Juliet and her West Elm Caleb.
West Elm Caleb.
Caleb.
Prayers for Caleb.
Prayers for Caleb. And honestly, prayers for these. I hope these women have a good time dating in New York. Good luck to them.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you. I would go up to them and I'll go, good luck to you.
Actually, probably there are some men out there that would love to be like domed by, I think there are a lot of straight men out there that like to be domed by like annoying women. So maybe this is exactly what they needed.
I mean, we've all seen it.
Yeah.
That couple.
Oof.
Yeah, maybe they can all become like Findom people.
Not even like Findom, just, you know, some straight men like have, they need like mommies to like boss them around and tell them how to do what to do in every second of the day.
They want
to
fuck their moms.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't think that's the kind of man these girls are like seeking out.
But it's who they'll end up
They want to like tame the wild man that works at West Elm.
Also, I looked at the picture of him and he's like, fine. He kind of looks gay.
I mean.
TBH. Seemed a little gay behavior to me.
Working in a furniture. Working at any sort of furniture store Lukes. Is pretty gay.
He was serving Lukes.
He was serving Lukes on the floor of West Elm.
Bootsy's booting the house down.
I want to see his what he looks like.
He has like a beanie on.
I'll bet he's going to get so much pussy from this.
That's the thing, girls.
He's 25.
He looks like he's from like Portland.
He's
going to
have trauma. Oh my God.
What?
Just some of...
Oh, the one... That girl... The first girl is the one on the first photo. To the... All the way on the right. She's the one that said, I don't care if this person lives or dies.
These women...
This woman...
These women, I can take literally one look at most of them and exactly understand why a man wouldn't call them back. And that's not really based on looks, it's just the energy they're serving.
They're serving Lukes.
This haunts me.
Who's the other girl? I didn't see her.
She seems cool and cute, but like, don't involve yourself in this embarrassing behavior. You're gonna also.
It's gonna haunt
you. You guys
you.
Are gonna look back on this and be so embarrassed.
Yeah, like, that's what I was also saying the other night. Like, 20 years down the line, what are you gonna do when you like.
5 years down the line.
No, but like, when you're like in your 40s and you're like, you've had some wisdom and experience, are you gonna look back on this and be like, that was so great? What I did.
Like, you want this to, this is like the online legacy that you're leaving.
Breadcrumbs
this
for
is
future
your
generations.
Online footprint.
And also, it's like, if they hadn't had like launched this campaign against West Elm Caleb.
Oh, he's a designer at West Elm.
Oh, okay. Well, still.
Still. Well, he better design some good shit.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Oh my God, wait. It's talking, there's some article. I was just looking at this kid.
Rejected from Juilliard?
Carrie, what? I need you to...
Should we just make this a bonus episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've done like a tight 39 40. On this. Oh my God. Okay. There's this kid. I was looking recently at like apartments for rent in New York, like seeing what the market is like. And
you.
I told my friend Ed about it, and he was sending me like links and videos to just like the worst things that he could possibly find on Zillow rentals, like apartments that are like 150 square feet, and sent me a video that it was like, this is the smallest apartment in New York. Like, there was a whole YouTube about it.
Oh,
truly a prison. It was like a prison cell that you pay to live in with no bathroom. It's just like a box with like a lofted bed and a microwave and a flickering overhead light. I was like, I would go
mad. Full, positively mad.
I am almost on the bram just even looking at it. And I was like, who on earth would live there? Smash cut to, there's a TikToker with literally like 3 million followers.
Oh, I heard. Is this like the guy who's like, okay.
He lives in that exact apartment. There was a guy, there was a comedian that responded to him because this TikToker.
What did he do? He like complained about not getting into Juilliard. And now like he's being rewarded. Is that the gist?
I don't know what. I haven't followed his, like...
Oh, wait. That's the video.
This? Who is Caleb Hunter?
Oh, never mind. That's going to be one of those... I think he was, like, doing something where he, like, monologued all his...
Oh, okay. His name is Axel Weber. And I guess he was, like, living in his car not too long ago, but now he's upgraded to a cell, which TBD, what's worse, honestly.
Right.
And he makes a ton of TikToks, and he's kind of like cute, like shaggy hair guy, TikTok energy, but not like muscular. He's just like
actor.
Manic actor, total, the kind of guy that you would go to college with and he'd be in your acting class and you'd be like, I'm going to kill myself. I've got to change my major kind of energy.
So he'll probably be famous.
Yeah. I mean, he's like absolutely unhinged.
Can I see one of his videos?
Yeah. I was like, this is the type of boy that would live in a cell and thrive.
Yeah.
Not be like, go crazy. It just, he would be like,
I've come alive.
He has truly come alive. He's living his best life.
Well, no, wasn't there like a GoFund or like people were giving him money?
I'm sure. But he also has like 3.8 million followers. Like,
so what's he complaining about?
You stay here, you eat a PB&J. First bite. Mm. Ran out of plates, he gets the bowl of PB&J. Mm.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Can you move it a little?
They've both given me glowing reviews. I think they might just be being nice. One more sibling to go. Maddie, how would you like your PB&J? With bread or with bread?
With bread.
Okay. Okay, I need that plate back.
Wait.
Like, he's just making PB&Js.
This guy has 3 million followers?
Yeah.
Good morning. We got on the Kelly Clarkson show.
What's up, Axel?
Hi, Kelly.
I feel like New York City is so...
He literally moved into a prison cell and has... He's
bootsing.
He's bootsing the house down.
He's on Kelly
Clarkson. If I lived in a prison cell, I would fucking overdose on Xanax that night that I moved in. There is no way that I would thrive.
Now he's doing like, is it like an Ellen kind of thing? Like Ellen?
I think he's just doing the rounds. I haven't checked in with him because honestly, I couldn't take his energy other than the one time that I checked out his like.
Oh,
Like he's oh, just he, getting haircut. That got 13 million
he
views.
He has straight guy theater nerd energy, which is worse than anything you can ever.
No, there's
it's like Lin-Manuel energy.
It's cursed. Not even as cool because he doesn't rap.
Yeah. That's true. Wait, I want to see more.
Okay, he does shit like this.
Like, what do you do while waiting for your laundry? I'm glad you asked.
I dance, baby.
Imagine seeing this person. You're asking to get killed.
I mean, I film myself in public.
But dancing on the street?
No.
Carrie, you film yourself in your car.
Yeah.
It's different.
Do more. He makes me want to... I'm sorry to you, Axel.
Did your mother never teach you how to clean up? Hey, can I bum a cig? Mind if I bum one? Can I bum a cig? Hey, you got a lighter? You call them trash cans. You call them rat homes.
Hey, that was a cop. Everybody calm down.
How much for this Sour Patch? The Sour Patch Kids? $150? $1.
Like, I feel like... I would love for his phone to get stolen while it's set up. I wish him harm. And I don't like to do that, but I'm also like, this feels like a person that doesn't know like the hardships of life.
No.
Put me on the news. Axel Weber is brand new to New York City, but he's already feeling right at home.
They'll just be like, oh, homie, that's not an apartment. That's a jail cell. You know, or homie, you're living in a dorm.
Wait, okay. Wait.
Also,
this is a psyop,
I think.
It's a psyop.
This is a psyop to normalize, like, shit living situations.
Oh my God, you're so right.
That is what this is!
I had the thought that it was a government plant.
This is a government plant.
Oh my God! I had the same thought about that! Wait, I literally am actually freaking out. It's like the thing about how they had, like, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, who I saw the other day.
We don't shower
because they're normalizing us to like the water shortages coming.
This is normalizing
horrible
living situations and paying. I think it's like $1,100 a month to live in there.
I'm really freaked out.
And this is like a psyop to normalize like the American dream, being like happy with like some people have a hard time moving to New York, but Axel Weber is living.
No, Laura, you're literally it's.
And the media.
The truth that I feel right now, the certainty that I feel that you were correct is like so overpowering and it freaks me the fuck out. He's new to New York and he's already famous. He's famous for being new to New York, bitch.
And living
in
a horrible living situation. Getting praised for it.
Cut to me like working as a busboy when I first moved to New York and like living in my friend's apartment that was abandoned.
Cut to like immigrants that live in the size of this room with like their whole family.
I know who've been in New York for decades.
Some people have a hard time in New York in their tiny apartment, but Axel Weber is loving it. And they've gotten
to New York.
All the media is involved. Kelly Clarkson, she's in on it. I'm sure Ellen DeGeneres is in on it. ABC, NBC, CBS,
shit.
They have had a boardroom meeting and are normalizing this. This is coming from the top and this is Biden's America.
They're normalizing like the coming
Jen
housing.
Jen Psaki or whatever her name is. She's in on this.
Skylar.
This reeks of her.
Skylar Fisk. do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Carrie.
This reeks of Jen.
This reeks of Psaki. It's a Psaki bomb. He's going to be doing videos with Jen.
He will.
At the White House. He will.
They're going to like. He's shut him in a coat. They're going to like have like coat room closet.
He's like,
going to
be like, this is bigger
him.
Than anything I've ever lived in. Your coat room closet could be my apartment. And then he cuts to him like setting up. Wait,
literally getting paid. I feel like he's like getting paid. He's a plant. He's a government
plant.
He is
a government plant. Guys, I'm
don't
sorry.
Don't allow this to be our reality.
I'm sorry. I'm having like a crazy reaction. I'm just like, that's what I think I was having a hard time, like, why does this feel so off to me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you nailed it on the head, and I think that's why I'm freaking out. Because that is what a psyop is. It's where you know something is, like, kind of off, but it unsettles you, and it makes you, like, hyper-normalized.
Yeah, this is hyper-normalization.
So
I'm
normalizing
really...
us to, like, the housing shortage?
I ride and I die, rather, for Juilliard, who was like... We will have none of this.
Yeah, fuck that. They're like, I don't want this. Can you imagine him in your classroom?
Being like, what? Being like, a cigarette.
Or just being like always doing bits.
TikToking on campus.
Whatever. I'll probably be working for him one day.
You better pay well.
He gets the last laugh because he'll have his own show in a year.
Well, hire us to write
for
you.
Hire us to write for you. You need help.
You need help with the lols.
Oh my God, Laura, is he verified?
Yeah. He got I saw his video that he made when he got verified. It's this one.
Huh? We're verified?
Oh, and then he took to the streets to dance around more. He needs to get hit by a bus. Also, side note, I'm really sad that this Jerry Rafferty song that I've felt I've had like special ownership over for years since I like first heard it ages ago has gone so mainstream that it's now like on this kid's TikTok. I blame Euphoria.
Oh.
Because they put it in their episode and I was like, well, this is the end of this song being like special. That's still a great song.
That meme of the drag queen going, well, it's over. That video.
That's me for this.
But like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to be like an annoying, like, older person. And I'm sure people listening probably think I'm sounding annoying. But like, I see this and I'm like, I just remember like going to work every day. And like, if I was on my way to work and saw this kid like swinging around on him, I'd be like,
someone needs to steal his phone.
Also,
he has a team now.
The tweens doing Showtime on Subway where they do incredible dancing and swing from all the poles. And when the subway's like in motion, they're the ones that should
be with other riders.
Oh, haven't you seen it? They're all like 12 and they just do these incredible moves on the subway and they do like acrobatic and they swing around the poles.
Whoa.
But like they should be getting on the Kelly Clarkson show, not this motherfucker.
I'm also just like, can you not? Like, I don't want to get kicked in the jaw by like a 12-year-old.
I mean, you get used to it. Some of it's annoying and then sometimes it's like...
Well, sometimes I like an impromptu subway performance, but I'm also... I would like to watch from a distance of like 12 feet or
further. They're experts, but...
I'm also like, why do you want to go to college? That's the dumbest thing you could possibly do in this economy.
Who's his team?
Just his team. It's contact@axelweberteam.com.
We're verified. He's already speaking in Wheeze. It's congrats to the team energy.
This is huge congrats. And the team is literally Joe Biden. It's the team is Sleepy Joe.
And Saki Bomb.
Saki Bomb.
Did you see her on Friday when she was like, go outside. Have a margarita.
We couldn't do it. We tried and we just couldn't do it. So go have a margarita, get drunk.
Go kickboxing.
I love that girl's TikTok who was making fun of her. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
It was some girl that was like, we just couldn't pull it off. Like, we tried our best, but we just couldn't do it.
About like the voting yeah. rights.
And act. I'm like, this is your one job is to do.
To protect to this.
Literally
to
do
protect
your
us
job.
From. Authoritarianism and fascism.
Yeah, and I'm honestly like, you don't care that much because it's not like you're gonna get fired for this.
No, and she's like, go have a margarita and go kickboxing. Like, no, people have to work. Or like, people can't, some people can't do that.
Also, like, glad you think that takes away the pain of this. Like, you stupid fucking bitch.
I hate...
Everyone's a stupid fucking bitch to me this week.
I can't stand her. I cannot stand her energy. She has this energy.
Everyone, this energy is the energy that's getting rewarded right now. But this energy will be the death of you. Because in a few years, you'll be embarrassed. And it's not good energy to have. The tides are going to turn on this energy. And you will be glad that you weren't a part of it.
I am happy that like... It feels like Jen Psaki gets just collectively bullied every single day, which is makes me happy. Like, she got bullied. She gets bullied for that. She got bullied for her ridiculous comment about, oh, what, do you want us to send free tests to everyone? And then they did it.
They were like, yes.
I ordered mine.
Oh, I don't even know what. I don't want more tests.
Tests. Tests.
I'm like, I just want free healthcare. I don't want tests that literally
Laura, they're not gonna give
don't
us,
work.
Joe Biden's not going to give you free healthcare.
No, I know that. That's why I didn't want to vote for him. but all you Jen Psakis out there made me feel scared. Jen if Psaki I didn't vote for him, someone would go click, click, click away on the internet and look up my voting history and then dox me for not voting for Biden. So that's literally the reason that I voted for him, and I will never do that again.
BJP.
Never again.
Big Jen Psaki energy. There's a lot of those.
I was just waiting for the click, click, clack of the Facebook group ready to literally dox me and create outrage for not voting for a literal sleepy Joe.
Damn.
I said, I can't take this. I'm too fragile, so I guess I'll get my vote this year. You're lucky that fit. The Facebook group got me to vote for him. So I guess you guys can pat yourselves on the back if you're listening.
Yeah, I mean, we all voted for him, but like, he's a demon.
Remember when everyone like came cheered in the streets? I literally pulled the covers over my head and went back to sleep for 8 more hours. I was like, you won't find me.
I cheered just for Trump being gone, but I like...
I said, I heard someone go, "What?" In the apartment next door, and I looked at Tony. I go, "It's starting," and I pulled the covers up and slept for ages.
Simon and I saw Mary driving in her car going the other way.
Mary who?
From Selling Sunset. Going the other way. Like, the whole parade was going towards like down Santa Monica. She was going, and she Mary was on her phone and she saw us, and we on her phone, and we went, "Mary, we love you," and she went like, clearly
she had like business to do.
Yeah, she was like, "Who? What the fuck's going on?" She didn't know an election was happening. Her and Romain
can he even vote? He's not even an American citizen.
He's working. He's in my building. I see him 3 times a month. By the way, I've told everyone that, right?
Yeah, we know. Should we do one reader mail?
Sure. Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe. Facebook did him a huge favor. 2020, whatever year that was, that he was voted
in. What do you mean?
By my fear, my absolute fear.
Oh, Facebook.
The fact that Facebook existed group. And I got terrorized on there by
what do you think's happening there now?
Blood. It's a Hunger Games on there now.
It's Yellow Jackets.
It's not even Yellow Jackets.
They're not cool enough.
It's truly a blood feast.
Feast on us, person gets on our
sacrificed
blood.
Every day.
Is it you or me getting sacrificed?
It's probably just me. They're like voodoo dolls.
It is? Yeah. It is.
But guess what? I have bad news for you. Facebook queens. There are plenty of moles in that group who could report to us your whereabouts at any time, and you will never weed them out. You will never find them.
Never.
You will never know, and they're watching every move you make.
We literally do have moles.
We
guys.
Literally have multiple moles. Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck
we
finding
them. We now started the blood feast of 2022 where they will find the moles. Get them out.
Your voice just dropped an inhuman octave. We will find them now.
Who are the moles? We can eradicate them from our sacred group.
Show yourself.
Moles, show yourself. I knew that things had gotten too scary for me when literally my friend.
We literally have moles. I dispatch my mole who I love.
I don't ever talk to anyone because I don't want to actually know anything that's being said about me in that Facebook group because it hurts me. But
once in a while,
I like to know that if I could, I could reach out to several moles and I could get the scoop and screenshots. And I could take it down. And you know what? I let you guys have that little group. So enjoy it, because the moles are watching your every move.
I'm literally gonna pee my. I feel like I'm gonna shit and pee at the same time.
I'm crying. I'm drunk with power. My moles. That's what
my
you get.
My mole. I love.
You try and take. I you love. Try and take us down.
I will put my moles. I dispatch my asset, and I ask them every so often if I see there's a flutter of something, a little whisper of something. I dispatch my asset, and they within minutes I get a full report.
You get the dossier, not just a report, the full dossier. If I wanted to, I could have a background check run.
Oh,
on every person in that Facebook group.
We did one
in a matter of minutes.
I did one once.
You better watch out.
I did one. I found out where one lived.
Oh yeah, you
lived.
Did.
Not where lived, but I saw where one was in.
Your online terrorism will not go unmolded.
Not too far. I sound like Orson Welles.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
We sound like Alfred Hitchcock.
No, I knew things had reached like peak scariness when someone sent me, when I got a package one day and I wasn't expecting a package and a small white box arrived at my apartment and I said, what is this? Who has sent me this?
You were truly the lips girl.
And then I picked it up and some dust fell out of it. And I literally was like, someone from the Facebook group has fully anthraxed me. I left it outside, didn't even look at it. And then I slowly opened it. And it was literally like a baby shower invite with a lemonade mix that had accidentally fallen out. And I was like, the reign of terror of this Facebook group. Do they know no, have they no mercy?
The moles.
And I said, moles. You better get in there.
Oh my God, we're gonna provoke them.
Do your worst.
No, don't say that, because they will.
No,
they'll slander me again. They'll take to. They'll tweet. Favorite was when they tweeted.
They don't want you. They want you. They want you to turn against me and sap. Bring me to them.
Gay, speak. Bring me her head, gay. They want the gay to
They
turn.
Whisper in your ear at night.
We can turn this queen.
They go, we'll get the gay. And once we get the gay, we'll have a head on a spike.
My Sig laugh is coming out. That's when I'm like...
Your rodeo vibes.
When I'm like really laughing hard is when my like Sig voice, which is like so ghastly and self-conscious.
No, I like it.
But...
You've gone rodeo.
They want me to turn on you.
They do. They want you to show up in my apartment
in
the dead of night.
My lady.
Your pupils have just gone back and your white eyes only. And you're knocking at the door. And I come downstairs. Tony's barking. I go, Carrie, what's going on?
It's 3 in the morning.
It's 4 a.m. What are you doing here? And you like just grab me by the throat and hold me up. And you turn your phone on. You go live on Facebook. And you go... Facebook group, I give you Lars Marie. And they go, kill her, kill her. And you go, I will end her, I will end her. And you strangle me to death.
Ah, Tony's barking.
Tony's barking. And then you take Tony and you leave.
Your head.
And you go, and you cut off my head, and then you hold me up by my hair. And they go, woo! They hit the heart button.
And then they have someone turn on me.
Yeah. And then they kill you so they never get back to them.
No, you're one of my besties. I would never.
No, I know that.
I would never turn you in.
I would never turn you over.
I would never sacrifice your blood.
I'm Mel Gibson in Braveheart. We use, you take our words. You could never take our freedom. That's me on a horse.
No, I've been hit by him too. You know? I've been targeted too. Anyway, it's all in.
They got what they wanted. I voted for Joe.
We voted for Joe.
I did it.
You did it?
Now
we got him.
Now release me.
Now leave us alone.
Now leave us alone.
Can't they just leave? That sounds like Jim Jones. And this, have you ever heard that tape?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, can't they just leave us, leave us, leave us? Let's do one reader mail.
Okay, we have time for one.
We got time for one.
Hey, Laura and Carrie. I had to reach out for a few reasons. One is to see if you ever received an email from me about a year ago when you were recapping Rock of Love, where I shared about the time in my life when I dated a 90s quote-unquote rocker and how it was simultaneously one of the darkest but also most hilarious times of my life. I was absolutely a slam pig on the tour bus, both metaphorically and literally. I also, in that email, included photos of a Rock of Love themed party I threw in 2009. So you guys recapping that show really sent me for a lot of reasons. The other thing I wanted to tell you about is that I live in a house that's about 10 feet from my neighbor's house, and my bathroom window faces his house. And I often listen to you guys when I'm taking a shower, and I did that recently and had the window open. And when I got out of the shower, I had a text from him that my radio was so loud he couldn't hear his TV. And my first thought was to try to think about what you guys had been talking about. And it was an episode that was particularly raunchy. I forget which one, but you were both talking about sucking and fucking and sitting on some dude's face. And now that neighbor won't look me in the eyes, and nothing has made me laugh harder in a very, very long time. And then the third thing I wanted to say is that in the absolute depths of my quarantine depression in 2020, my best friend said, hey, you need to check out this podcast. And that's when I learned about SUP. And you guys have literally changed my life. My sad walks got so much happier with the two of you just making me laugh like a mad woman under my mask. And I'm so grateful for you guys. And my best friend and I are coming to see you in San Francisco. We cannot wait. And I love you. And that's all. Bye.
We love you.
Hell yeah.
That's so sweet.
That's so sweet. Changing lives.
Changing your neighbor's life.
Creating laws.
Listen.
Love, it was so loud he couldn't hear his TV. It's difficult to listen to a podcast in the shower.
We're also loud.
Yeah. We have loud voices.
And we talk about, what can we say? We talk about sitting on face.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of it.
I'm proud to sit.
Sorry for that. But I hope, I'm so happy you're coming to SF. We're so excited for those shows.
Yeah, we'll see you there. Also, I do think we got that email, but you got to name names.
Yeah.
Hunty. Amy.
Right back next time.
And with that,
adieu.
We bid you farewell.
Ta-ta.
Goodbye.